This is a Pinball News production.
Yeah, it was a few years ago that we saw each other in Vegas at an industrial show. And how this all started with Clippard and a pinball machine, and an all-pneumatic pinball machine, is a little bit of a story in itself. But, you know, pinball, we obviously all love pinball, and there's a lot of really neat things about what you can do with a pinball machine, all the creativity that goes into it, the technology behind it, you know, the sounds, the lights, the music, anything that you put onto that. So here's something that's maybe a little bit different for each one of you. So I'm just curious in here right now, just a few of us in here, so how many people are in the area of manufacturing, in the actual creation of pinball machines? And then how many are just enthusiasts, you're just here checking it out? And then how many in here have actually put one together? You know, just the hobbyists, you build one. And so gives me an idea of just kind of how to guide this discussion here. But here, just to share something different and unique with most of you, and for those of you who consider yourself the tinkerers or the ones that like to really get in and do something a little bit different and use some of that creativity, I just want to share with you a few things that we did, why we did it, and how you could use similar mediums yourself for something just a little bit different. So Clippard Instrument Laboratory is a manufacturer of miniature pneumatic control devices. What is that? So what that is, you got all these little air valves, these little air cylinders, and they're all around us. We just don't realize it. People ask me, okay, Rob, that's really cool, fantastic. What the heck is that? So next time you're in the hospital, next time you're at Walt Disney World, next time that you're in any manufacturing plant across America, pneumatics are everywhere. They're miniature automation devices, these little cylinders that move back and forth, little valves that control the flow of air to do different things. You get the blood pressure cuff on your arm. It pumps up with air to a pressure and releases all kinds of applications. It's why I love my job. It's why I love the business I'm in, because one day I'm working on a paintball gun or a pinball machine. The next day I'm working on an oxygen system for the space lab. And so all these different applications, and it really makes for a unique, different way to put something in, especially in an industry that's really not used pneumatics before. So as far as what I want to talk to you about is our Air Command pinball game. Now, we're in a lot of different industries. It's like, from a business perspective, it's a blessing from the sense that this market's up, this market's down, but we're usually pretty flat because we sell to lots of different markets. The nightmare, that is, how do you sell that? How do you focus? Where is your attention? And so we go to all these crazy trade shows, some in Vegas, and they have different markets that they are geared towards. So the place that I saw Rob about 2 years ago was a packaging expo, packaging machinery, all these little valves and cylinders. Now, if you go to these industrial trade shows, oh my gosh, are they boring. You walk around, you see all the products and the things, and unless you're really, really interested in something specific, they're really kind of plain. So what Clippard tries to do is we want displays that really attract people, and what a better way than a pinball machine. You know, we've automated guitars, we've made pinball machines out of our products, and what we want to do is we just want to show a little spark of imagination of what you could do with miniature pneumatics. And so all these valves and cylinders and just showing it off in a way that attracts people and really creates business for us. And so we go to all these different trade shows with these things, and one of the more successful ones was the Air Command pinball game. And so, of course, that's where Rob's eyes lit up and said, we need to have that back at the Pinball Expo. And said, okay, no problem. We can, you know, give us some time. We'll get it back in good working order and get it up there. And so it is out in Rob's area, and it has a little compressor powering it. And all the actions on this pinball machine are run by compressed air. And so it's a little bit different, but there are some unique features of that for you hobbyists or the do-it-yourself guys. I mean, this is a neat thing as far as miniature air pressure, doing things that electronics do, doing things that these servos and solenoids and motors and all these things do. And the advantages of doing that are, well, number one, it's unique. And Clippard, just like any company in the pinball industry, it's like, what are you looking for? What's new? What's different? What's exciting? You always want to have something new. And so for Clippard, this is a market that we've never really touched, never really looked at. But for the enthusiasts out there, this is a media or something different that's never really been used before. So look at the pinball machine. Go out and play it today. Play it tomorrow. It'll be out there, and it's definitely different. It's just a different type of media, and has a different feel. But go out and play it and see what you think. So certainly it is unique. It's different. It's challenging because it's you've got the feel of pressure under your fingers. It's less wattage. It requires less power, but yet it produces more power, more force. So you have these solenoids and these big motors and these little things that can shoot that ball around the table. And those things, some of them are the size of your fist, some of them are the size of your thumb. But the amount of power that puts out for how much you put into it, you know, it takes a lot of force to actually propel that ball around. I can do it with a cylinder that's 5/32 bore, 5/32 of an inch. So we're talking half the size of a pencil, basically. And so in that little size right there, I can put in 2 pounds of force at 100 PSI and shoot that ball across the table pretty easily. So package-wise, we're always looking to put more stuff in a smaller area. And so that's something else that we're able to do with the pinball. Obviously, there's that's not our focus and everything, so we're limited by time, like everyone else in the real world. So there's so many more things that we wanted to do with this machine. There's so many things we wanted to add. And even today, there is so much room underneath that table for so much more. And it doesn't take much space. It's a relatively low cost. And it's industrial. These are industrial components used for everything from medical to aerospace to packaging machines. So cost, reliability, the life of the things, it's really, really solid as far as those go. But just to talk about the game a little bit, the advantages, once again, I mentioned these, power, weight. These things are pretty small. You don't have all that copper coil windings and everything. You just got a little piston. It's very simple. You know, these things are very simple. We've all had to troubleshoot a problem once or twice, and that can be quite cumbersome. But with the air, you've got a valve with an output that goes to a cylinder, and it's really simple to figure out if something's not working or not, and if so, why. So it is very simple, easy to troubleshoot, easy to mount, easy to put in place, and more rugged, as I mentioned. So some of the things in the game, some of the features in the game is the Air Command game. It's got these little cylinders that put up these little bumpers that you got to knock them all down. As you knock them down, it puts a little pulse of air into that cylinder, registers, and gives you a score. We just use a big pressure gauge for the score in the back of the game. You'll see that when you play it. And so as that gauge moves up, your score moves up. So every time you hit one of these, every time the ball goes through a sensor, a pneumatic sensor, you know, your score runs up. And you have a limited amount of air to achieve that score that you're shooting for. And so another thing on the right side here, everybody, you know, the big enthusiast. Now, well, Rob, that's great, fantastic, but you can't get rid of the little puller there. You can't, I want my spring, I want my tension, I know exactly where to pull that back. You know, fine, I understand. This is different. Once again, it's unique, it's a challenge, but this is something where you can control that pressure. So when you fire the ball, you have a button to fire the ball. And it's not just a button where it's the same every time. Longer you hold the button, the more pressure builds, and you have this little gauge shown on the right where you can watch that gauge go up. And you can hold that button down longer, shorter, so you can pop the ball up there. You can shoot it up there. You can actually vary your shot on it. So just little simple things like that where I have a lot more control, you know, needle valves, flow controls, these different knobs that I can turn to regulate the pressure to do different things, gives us a lot of control. And this machine actually was built back in 2099, I think, when we first did this. We've actually added a lot of features to it since then, so you'll notice some. If you've seen it before, you'll notice some enhancements on it. But we've actually come out with a lot new product as far as proportional control and more accurate type things, and so you can even do a lot more than what we're showing. Some of the other things, these little sensors, blowing an air jet and putting a ball underneath it, I can do that with a lever, or I can actually sense a change in the flow of air and then actually have lights pop on or sounds play or whatever I want to have that actuate at that point. These little round pieces in the middle of the table, there's four of them on this particular board. The ball falls into there, builds a back pressure, which we sense, and then it shoots a cylinder up and fires the ball way up in the air. And so other things that people have done is to actually levitate a ball. you know, you blow air under it. You guys seen that before? We take a ping pong ball or something and blow air underneath it, and you can make it float. And so even though we're not, you know, it's a ping pong ball, it's real light, but we've got enough air pressure and power, we can do that with one of our pinballs. And so you can have the ball actually float up out of these, go into another gate, move down a rail. Two of these holes, actually, it pops it up, it hits a little bracket, and then shoots it onto a second level. And that's new on this game. So lots of different things with pneumatics as far as sensing and doing things along the lines of just recognizing where the ball is. So once again, it's just something different, unique. And as far as just walking around and seeing all the games, this one, I promise you, will catch your eye, because no other game is going to be have an air blow out of it and just moving around and everything. So take a look at that. And lastly, just the control side of things. I mentioned Clippard is in all kinds of markets, doing all kinds of applications, and controls is where we're recognized. So electronically or just simply manually, which in this case were just manual. So you've got all these buttons, all these palm buttons, all these push buttons, all these different things to control the ball. And so we've got this yellow button. There's two yellow buttons on the front. You press, it resets the game, starts the score over. The black button down there loads the ball down a little chute and puts it into the gate, ready to be fired into the game. And the green button there is what builds your pressure in that gauge. As soon as you let go, it fires the ball. And so simple little buttons all around the thing to make it work. And then, of course, the paddles there being controlled by cylinders. These are two half-inch bore cylinders, just a half-inch bore. And these cylinders control two different paddles. The one on the bottom, the cylinder on the bottom there, is controlling the lower-level paddles. And on the second level, just above, the arm goes out to another paddle just outside of the picture there. So underneath, we built this for a trade show. We built this for us. We didn't really plan on it being as successful as it was and being going all around the country like it has. But underneath, it's a little bit of a rat's nest, as some of the homegrown pinball machines can be. But as far as mounting these things up and making things look simple and clean and easy, we could obviously always do a much better job of keeping things organized there. But underneath the table, I should have brought a mirror to put down underneath so you could look at it. But if you feel free to hop down on your knees and look up under the table, you can see all the valves and cylinders and tubes and everything that make it run. And then just a little plug for Clippard as far as the products. We have all kinds of things on our website as far as what is being used on this table out here. So if you see that and you're intrigued by that, you can go on our website, and we have lots of application tips, lots of product, lots of how-tos, different things like that. So if you're curious and you want to go on to Clippard.com, you can go in there and search for cylinders or the valves and browse through and see the different applications for them. But overall, it's just something where I just I love pneumatics. Obviously, it's a passion of mine, and it's just fun for me to really incorporate it in other passions. Music. We've automated a guitar. You can go on YouTube, type in Clippard guitar, and see this acoustic Ovation guitar being played with pneumatic cylinders and valves, as well as the pinball machine. If you Google that, it pops right up. But pinball, what a fun way to show off the product. And so my presentation today is obviously relatively short, just to tout this pneumatic pinball machine, share it with you guys, share the simplicity, the robustness, and the affordable method of using air to do things versus all the other avenues that we're more used to. But I'll just leave it here. I'm a little bit ahead, but I always like to just keep it kind of light and just say, hey, any questions or anything? So cost. Well, cost, it's a relative term, but we look at some of the components that we put in these pinball machines today. A lot of the cylinders that we used out here are in the range of $10 each. $10 to $12 is the range for the price of the air cylinders used in these. And for the air cylinder, there's a valve, and valves are usually in the vicinity of anywhere between $15 to $30, depending on the type of valve that you're getting. But for the two paddles and the two buttons on the end, for about $50, I can have an all-pneumatic, variable-pressure paddle assembly out of those components. So cost-wise, yeah, we look at some of these lights and LEDs and some of these off-the-shelf items for pinballs and for the pinball machines. And yeah, they're definitely relatively cheap, but for the pneumatics, for a different medium, it's actually not as scary as you would think. It's not the heavy-duty, robust, industrial-type things with that type of price tag. These are miniature little pneumatics that you can find in all kinds of applications. Yeah, good question there. Compressor, we actually have a little compressor sitting right behind the pinball machine. You'll see it. It's a June air compressor, which is embedded in a oil casing, so it's very quiet. Everybody keeps coming up to me. Well, is it? Do you need a compressor? Yeah, it's right there. Is it on? Has it turned on yet? We haven't heard it. So a lot of these compressors, anything from the Home Depot, which as we know can be loud, to things like these June air type devices. But for a lot of people, for a lot of that are the DIYers. You can buy these little compressors, like the fish tank type compressors, that can do a lot of the sensing and moving cylinders. And we know them in the electronic world as capacitors. In the pneumatic world, we just simply call them volume tanks. And so we charge these volume tanks with air. There's a limited amount, but it also can be a part of the game as far as just once I'm out of air, I'm out of air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rules still basically the same. You get one tank of air and
yeah.
Use the air as best you can.
Yeah. If you couldn't hear the question, game time, limiting the time that someone's playing, and we have solved that in the sense that we do charge a volume tank. And with that volume tank, we actually have a toggle valve underneath the machine that we can turn that feature on or off. And I actually think I have it turned off now to where it's just continuous play. But if I turn that on, I charge a tank, and now all the actions that I'm running in the game are from that tank. So when that pressure runs down, when my limited pressure runs out, my game's over. So instead of dropping the quarter in and having so many balls or a limited time or whatever, yeah, we are limited by how much air we have. And then you can recharge that by hitting the two yellow buttons on the front. Other questions? Great. Well, enjoy the game. Play with it. Did you have a question? Maintenance. Yeah, that's another thing about maintenance. We design these products and build these things for industrial applications. You know, things where actually I'll go to the medical and aerospace side. Aerospace and medical, you don't want those things to go bad or fail. So as far as the components themselves, a lot of the I'll do the comparison here. A lot of the out of Asia miniature little components that are made over there and designed to have a limited life for the price. You know, these are components that are made to go 300, 400, 500 million cycles, and that's what they're designed to. A lot of the electronic valves we have, we're known in the industry for being the standard for life. We go 1 billion to 2 billion cycles on our valves. So as far as maintenance of the components themselves, no, it's no different than the wear and tear on any other pinball as far as a paddle wearing out or something getting worn as far as the ball movement. But as far as the components themselves, no, they are very, very durable. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, define enthusiast. Once again, a relative term. Several of us were definitely gamer enthusiasts, and we really enjoyed that type of stuff. But as far as studying other ones, I think we probably should have done a better job of that to really make the game even better than it is. But no, we actually went out, got a few standards as far as the size, the table tilt, the paddle sizes, actually bought a few of the components just to make sure we were interchangeable or roughly the same size. So, the project was something where, okay, we got 2 months till the next trade show. Anybody got a pencil? Start drawing up ideas and sketching out ideas. And then within 2 months, we had the thing built to put out. At the time, it was the Assembly Technology Show, actually here in Chicago. And so, yeah, that's how it started. And it was one of those things where, like any other project, whether it's something around the house or something in your business, you always come up with the idea with not enough time to do as many things as you first think of. So, yeah, it's one of those things where a little more research up front would have definitely been better. But since we came out with the original version, you can see there's a second level on it now with some acrylic gates and turns and different things on it now. So we've added to it after seeing it at shows such as this one. Good question. Anything else? Well, great. Appreciate it, Rob. And enjoy the expo. Enjoy the Air Command Pinball. And I hope you guys have a great time here. Thanks.